With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muling for RFD Town & Country Partners. After her father passed away in 2010, Patty Hansen wanted to find a way to keep the farm.
I know what the farm meant to my dad, so I kind of kept it going, but I had to do something with my dad's house. And I hated to rent it out. I'm down there every day, spending my days down there doing the chores and keeping the farm going. So, you know, it was just, what can I do to still pull an income? And I came up with the idea, I like to scrapbook when I have time. And I have heard of retreats where people, ladies, get together and they go for a weekend, they go for a week. It really doesn't matter how long they want to book it for. I've got some groups that do stay a week. So I came up with the idea of renting this out to ladies, and it has really taken off.
And so Memory Lane Crafting Retreat was born. Hansen says the farm animals are a highlight for many groups.
A lot of my ladies come from the city, and they've never been to a farm. And they're really intrigued as to what happens on a farm. That's one of my favorite things about doing this, is that I do get to share kind of what happens on a farm. It's neat to share agriculture, give people an idea of what really does happen and where our food comes from and how everything comes together. And this was the home to Blossom, who was the Guinness World Record holder of the title tallest cow in the world. Many people that have come here, they think milk comes from the store. And to be able to see this cow, I always called her the ambassador of the farm. And they just couldn't believe that 2016 she was pictured in the Guinness World Record book as the tallest cow in the world. And she's even listed in the 2017 Guinness World Record book as the tallest cow ever.
Hansen says although Blossom is no longer with us, a life-sized picture of her remains at the farm. Hansen has also written a book titled Everyone Loves Blossom. She says groups rent the house for a minimum of 2 nights and are on their own for meals. She says her father would be proud of what the farm has become.
Memory Lane years ago was picked by Farm and Ranch Living magazine as the prettiest place in the country. That was really, really neat. Another thing that I'm proud of, and my dad would be thrilled with that. This was like a really rundown, dilapidated farm when he bought it. And he worked and worked and worked. And there was nothing more he liked than to share his house with his friends. He just loved entertaining. And I know he would be really happy to see what happens in his house.
Memory Lane Crafting Retreat is located near Orangeville, north of Freeport, almost to the Wisconsin border. For more information, visit memorylanecraftingretreat.com. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muling.